This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In the final hours of the legislative session, lawmakers passed a bill which would require drug testing under some circumstances for food stamp recipients. Supporters of the bill were responding to a recent ruling by a federal court in Florida which found that drug testing for welfare recipients, sometimes called TANF recipients, was unconstitutional. Greg Morris, a Republican state representative from Vidalia, was the sponsor of the just-passed food stamp bill. I spoke with him late last week. One of the questions, of course, has been, is this a solution looking for a problem? Do you have documented statistics, I guess you could say, of anything showing that this is a major problem?
No, we don't have statistics because we've never been allowed to try it before. As you recall, House Bill 861 in 2012 was hoping to find that out, how much taxpayers' dollars was being abused by misuse for subsidizing drug abuse. Because of the ruling of the 11th Circuit Court, we've never gotten to find that out. House Bill 772 is an attempt to craft a bill within the ruling of the judge that we can have suspicion-based drug testing. So that's what this bill does.
Of course, the difficulty is what would constitute reasonable suspicion, and you do try to spell that out in the bill. For instance, an applicant's or recipient's demeanor, missed appointments and arrest, or other police records. Those are a couple of the criteria for reasonable suspicion. But the first one, a demeanor, it doesn't really define much more than that. So doesn't that leave it wide open as to what demeanor would be? There's a whole lot of things that someone might not consider reasonable that could fall under demeanor.
What we're trying to do is give the department as much flexibility as we can to adequately implement the program. None of it is required. It could be demeanor. It could be police records. The department could opt to train the frontline workers in terms of reasonable suspicion about demeanor, or they may choose to go directly with police records or previous employment records. If someone was fired from a job because they failed a drug test, then I think that would certainly constitute reasonable suspicion. And even the drugs that they test is left up to the department.
There is an email apparently from the Southeast region of the Food Nutrition Service of the Department of Agriculture, the federal department that administers the benefits here. And according to the email from Robert Caskey, it says that no state agency shall impose any other standards of eligibility. The email goes on to say the act does not require drug testing as a condition of eligibility. Therefore, the addition of a drug testing provision of any type is prohibited in the SNAP program. First of all, I don't know whether you've seen that guidance email or not, and just wanted to get your response to that.
Well, again, we're going by a ruling in federal court that said for TANF. Now, it didn't mention SNAP. Now, I could see that left it up to the states that if they wanted a drug test, they had to show there was a reasonable suspicion for a person to believe they were on drugs. Now, we have to abide by the federal courts, and so does the Department of Agriculture.
Are you expecting a legal challenge from groups who have opposed this kind of thing in the past?
Oh, most certainly. That's their modus operandi. They can't win in the legislature. They can't win, among the will of the people, expressed by their representatives. So yeah, I fully expect them to go to the courts. That's the only avenue they got, because the will of the people's been exercised by their elected representatives. They should become law.
State Representative Greg Morris of Idalia Republican is the sponsor of House Bill 772, which would require drug testing for some food stamp recipients upon reasonable suspicion of drug use. That bill is now headed to the governor. Representative Morris, thanks so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. You all have an important job, and people need to hear. And it's been good coverage. I think it's been fair. So I appreciate that.